USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks, the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
As the Taliban conquered a sixth provincial capital in Afghanistan over the weekend, the Pentagon reports the situation hinges on Afghan civilian and military leadership to stop the terrorists. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon press secretary, said the fighting in the country is clearly not going in the right direction. Kirby said the U.S. believes the Afghan forces have the capability to make a big difference on the battlefield.
Whatever the outcome here, when we look back, we're going to be able to know, we're going to be able to say that it was driven by leadership, Afghan leadership, political and military leadership. That's what's vital here.
Researchers have uncovered a new Android Trojan dubbed Flytrap that spread to more than 10,000 victims via rigged apps and Facebook accounts. In a report posted Monday, Flytrap has spread to at least 144 countries since March. The malware has been traced to operators working out of Vietnam. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ivy League school Princeton University in New Jersey is offering a new course this semester titled Black Lives Matter and pushes the critical race theory. Former professor at Princeton, Dr. Carol Swain, tells Fox News, "This is un-American and what you can read to understand the views of CRT and what's wrong with it."
Critical race theory was around, it's been around for decades, but what we do know is that it did not stay on the university campuses, that it has permeated every sector of our society, and we know the harmful effects of taking that dangerous ideology that divides Americans into the K-12 classrooms. And so I think that we now see that there needs to be a reckoning with universities, especially those that are turning out the future leaders of tomorrow, the Ivy League schools, where the graduates dominate our society. And we need to stop selecting Supreme Court justices almost exclusively from that environment. And while I have your audience, I'd like to point out that I have a new book on critical race theory that offers strategies on how to fight back. It explains what it is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American. It runs counter to our Constitution, and we don't have to stand for it. And the book is Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.